Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
And welcome, my friends. Yes, my favorite day of the week. It's Friday, July the 24th, almost said January the 20th. What is it with me? Want to get this year over and done with or something like that. Welcome to The Flip Side. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com. And just a quick reminder. We've only got 20 years before the end of the world. This is according to John Hagee, by the way. I believe he was on Glenn Beck's program. And as you know, the Christians United for Israel are having a powwow in Washington, D.C. So John Hagee wanted to get everybody's attention. And so I thought I'd just pass that along. So we better make hay while the sun is still shining. Dow Jones Industrial Averages ended the week on a plus side, up 23 points at 9,093, much to the chagrin of everybody at CNBC. They were hoping 13 would be a lucky number for the NASDAQ, but it disappointed. On the 13th day, it fell. Down 7.5 points to end the week at 1,965. S&P 500 up almost 3 points at 979. During the course of the show, we will demonstrate how meaningless those numbers are, by the way. The whole system is so rigged. But anyway, when we return, we'll give you the closing metal prices for the week. And I'll have to explain a little statement I made last week or this week. I don't know when I made it, but apparently a few people got upset with me. So we'll have to clarify that remark when we return.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday. Gold closed up $3.60 to end the week at $952.60. Gold had a $5 trading range for most of the day. Silver up 17 cents at $13.91. Platinum up $11 at $1,196. And palladium up $3 at $265. And Johnson & Matthey, the major fabricator of metals, today announced that palladium is officially now a precious metal. It was primarily an industrial metal, but with the increased demand for palladium jewelry, it is now entered into the precious metal category. Still got a long way to go before I break even, but it's a good sign. Crude oil closing up 95 cents to end the week at $68.11 a barrel. There is a glut of gasoline on the market. But you wouldn't know that driving past your local gas station as prices of gasoline continue to go higher. The expensive stuff in the Valley of the Sun, well, if you live in Scottsdale, it's $2.91. If you live in Phoenix, it's $2.87. Don't ask me why we have to pay more. I guess it's the zip code. U.S. dollar weaker by 14 basis points to close at 78.84. during a rant, I guess, I was having the other day about the financial markets, I made a statement about profiting from other people's misery. And it wasn't meant in a, it wasn't meant, well, it sounded worse than it is. It was just simply, in the investment world, you have winners and you have losers. And obviously, for you to win, somebody else has got to lose. And it was just a matter of speaking that what I was trying to do was figure out a way to make money from other people's idiotic decisions. It's simple as that. It wasn't meant to take the food out of poor people's mouths in any way, shape, or form. It's just a, it was just a matter of speech. Because obviously there are great opportunities to be had out there, especially, as I've often spoken about, the miners. Because we have miners. There's good miners and there's bad miners. But the good miners out there are pulling gold out of the ground at a substantial discount to where the physical gold is trading. The physical gold at 952. A lot of your good miners out there are pulling gold out of the ground for $300 and less an ounce. And so my point was just simply, buying miners, you can obviously get serious leverage. If you obviously believe in gold and silver. And there's no question that the miners have produced more profits for dollars invested than bullion has in the last 6 months. Gold pretty much is up, I've forgotten the exact number, don't hold me to this, I think gold up year to date is around about 6 or 8%. Where there are some miners like Golden Resources, that's up 130%. As a matter of fact, there's the majority of miners that I have in my portfolio are up. Well, we'll take a look and see where our portfolio stands. Well, I can't do it just yet because I've got to log in. They always make me do this. Why do they make me do this? But anyway, if it makes them happy, we will log in. And now it's not giving me what it's supposed to give me, but that's neither here nor there. And I almost lost my train of thought. A lot of people rely on brokers to give them advice in where to invest their money. And people who rely on brokers to give them advice more than likely will lose money because obviously the broker has a completely different agenda than what you have. Oh, I know he knows your family, he knows the name of your dog, he knows your wife's name, he knows your children's name, and he's a really friendly guy, and you have wonderful conversations, but he doesn't have your best interest at heart. He has his own best interest at heart, and he's going to steer you into investments that benefit him. Hello, welcome to the real world. You know, I often say there's a correlation between horse racing and investing, but I've come to the conclusion, especially with the clip we're going to play you in a few minutes, that horse racing is by far more honest and true than investing in the financial markets will ever be. Now, bearing in mind, in horse racing, there's a lot of skullduggery that goes on. If an owner of a horse has a horse that is a short price, for instance, and he doesn't like the price that his horse is, all the owner's got to do is allow the horse to drink a lot of water before he sends him out to the track, and you can bet that horse ain't going to finish anywhere in the top 10. But having said that, the skullduggery that goes on in the investment world is becoming a reality to a lot of people. There's a story in Reuters today that says the collapse of Lehman Brothers last September marked the start of a downward spiral for big investment banks. For a smaller fraternity of internet brokerages, it set off a dramatic spurt of growth. Since the start of the financial crisis, $32.2 billion has flowed into two of the largest online outfits, TD Ameritrade and Charles Schwab. By contrast, investors have pulled more than $100 billion from traditional full-service brokerages like Citigroup, Smith Barney, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch. Of course, Americans still keep their wealth with established brokers. According to research firm Gartner, 43% of individual investors were with full-service brokers last year, compared to 24% with online outfits. You can do, with relatively little homework, you can, if you've got a sector, as we always talk about, the miners, for instance, you can make decisions for yourself. It's not rocket science what these guys do by any stretch of the imagination. However, there is a hook, and that hook is getting exposed on a daily basis as we speak. We've got new words that are entering into our lexicon, words that I wasn't even aware of. I mean, we understood about program trading, and we understood that a lot of these investment houses definitely had an advantage over Joe Sixpack out there, but this new term that's starting to make its way into the financial world, and I was actually shocked and surprised it was actually even discussed on CNBC today, and that is high-frequency trading, which is a scam of epic proportion run by the large investment houses, Goldman Sachs being obviously, the preeminent high-frequency trading operation. If you remember, a few weeks ago, there was a big brouhaha about a Russian computer programmer who was charged with stealing the software from Goldman Sachs. Well, what he was stealing was the high-frequency trading, whatever you want to call it, software or programming that he had, which was the and that story, by the way, just disappeared altogether. But this is what these guys do. They have supercomputers that not only can execute millions of orders in nanoseconds, but they also have the ability to see exactly how many orders are being placed by smaller brokerage firms. This is called front running, which is an illegal operation, by the way. But that's like that stops anybody on Wall Street. And so this high frequency trading enables. And I mean, you want to figure out how Goldman Sachs managed to make billions of dollars in profits in the last quarter? It's very simple. They have obviously manipulated the market with high-frequency trading. You want to understand why three of the major banks, Goldman Sachs, Merrill Lynch, JP Morgan, control a third of the world's gold production and are short the gold and silver markets? I mean, how do they do? Well, they do it because they get inside information. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
My daddy taught me in this country everyone's the same. You work hard for your dollar and you never pass the blame when it don't go your way. And now I see all these big shots whining on my evening news about how they're losing billions and it's up to me and you to come running to the rescue. Well, pardon me if I don't shed a tear, 'cause they're selling make-believe and we don't buy that here. 'Cause in the real world they're shutting Detroit down, while the boss man takes his bonus pay and jets on out of town. And DC's bailing out them bankers as a farmer's auction ground. Yeah, while they're living it up on Wall Street in that New York City town, here in the real world they're shutting Detroit down. Here
Welcome back to the flip side. Yeah, they sure are shutting Detroit down. I saw a report today, medium-priced home in Detroit, now $6,000. I guess the reason why CNBC had to run this piece about this new phenomena was spurred by an article in the New York Times. The article's entitled "Stock Traders Find Speed Pays in Milliseconds." It says it's a hot new thing on Wall Street, a way for a handful of traders to master the stock market, peek at investors' orders, and critics say even subtly manipulate share prices. No kidding. It's called high-frequency trading, and it is suddenly one of the most talked about and mysterious forces in the markets. Powerful computers, somehow right next to the machines that drive marketplaces like the New York Stock Exchange, enable high-frequency traders to transmit millions of orders at lightning speed, and their detractors contend reap billions at everyone else's expense. These systems are so fast they can outsmart or outrun other investors, humans and computers alike. And after growing in the shadows for years, they are generating lots of talk. Nearly everyone on Wall Street is wondering how hedge funds and large banks like Goldman Sachs are making so much money so soon after the financial system nearly collapsed. Well, high-frequency trading is one answer. And when former Goldman Sachs programmer was accused this month of stealing secret computer codes, software that a federal prosecutor said could manipulate markets in unfair ways, it only added to the mystery. Goldman acknowledges that its profits from high-frequency trading, but disputes that it has an unfair advantage. Yet high-frequency specialists clearly have an edge over typical traders, let alone ordinary investors. The Securities and Exchange Commission, what a worthless group of individuals that is, says it is examining certain aspects of the strategy. Well, I ain't going to hold my breath for you guys to come up with an answer to this one, considering you're part and parcel of the problem. This is where all the money is getting made, said William Donaldson, former chairman, chief executive of the New York Stock Exchange, and today an advisor to a big hedge fund. If an individual investor doesn't have the means to keep up, they're at a huge disadvantage. For most of Wall Street's history, stock trading was fairly straightforward. Buyers and sellers gathered on exchange floors and dickered until they struck a deal. Then in 1998, the Securities and Exchange Commission authorized electronic exchanges to compete with the marketplaces like the New York Stock Exchange. The intent was to open markets to anyone with a desktop computer and a fresh idea. But a new marketplace has emerged. PCs have been unable to compete with Wall Street's computers. Powerful algorithms, algos in industry parlance, execute millions of orders a second and can scan dozens of public and private marketplaces simultaneously. They can spot trends before other investors can blink, changing orders and strategies within milliseconds. High-frequency traders often confound other investors by issuing then canceling orders almost simultaneously. Loopholes in market rules give high-speed investors an early glance at how others are trading, and their computers can essentially bully slower investors into giving up profits and then disappear before anyone even knows they were there. High-frequency traders also benefit from competition among the various exchanges, which pay small fees that are often collected by the biggest and most active traders, typically a quarter of a cent per share to whoever arrives first. These small payments spread over millions of shares help high-speed investors profit simply by trading enormous numbers of shares, even if they buy or sell at a modest loss. Yeah. Don't want to put you off investing, knowing that the game is rigged, but we know the game is rigged, for goodness sake. Anyway, we'll take a short break, and then we'll entertain you with a short segment from CNBC today talking about this very subject. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Welcome back to Flipside for this Friday. Yes, high-frequency trading is now front and center. What are they going to do about it is the big question. This was a little, discussion took place on CNBC this morning. Let's play the clip.
Now, there is a huge controversy brewing on Wall Street about a new trend called high-frequency trading. A controversy because critics say it's hosing the little guy and making them pay more for stocks than they should or would, Joining us now, one of the guys who started the controversy, Joseph Saluzzi. He's co-head of equity trading at Themis Trading. That's because he wrote three white papers that everybody's been talking about. We're going to talk about them. And Irene Aldridge, managing partner at Able Alpha Trading. She's the author of High Frequency Trading. And she says, hey, this is just another good new innovation. But Mr. Saluzzi, let me start with you. So you've got these white papers out that everybody's talking about. High frequency trading, if I understand it, I'm one of the big guys. I can pay the exchanges to see orders before everybody else.
That's correct.
That's the bottom line. Well, why is that not front-running?
Well, it is. It absolutely is. And there's different types of high-frequency trading, as I'm sure your next guest will say. But there's program trading. There's rebate trading. There are these front-running orders that we're talking about called predatory algorithms. There's all sorts of it. And the key here is 70% of the volume that's going on all of the exchanges is related to high-frequency trading. Certain people with big computers, let's just leave it at that, can pay for a co-location service. Like you just mentioned, they will pay the NASDAQ and pay the New York Stock Exchange, and it's a good chunk of their revenue.
Let's highlight that co-location. That means putting their servers right there on the ground, and because of the laws of science, they actually get information faster than everybody else.
That's correct, and that's why the retail investor and the institutional investor is currently at a disadvantage to this class of investor, which represents 70% of the volume, and this is a subset. The co-location guys are a small percentage.
Irene, into this. Irene, why isn't this basically front running? And do you agree that it puts the little guy or the average investor at a disadvantage?
First of all, it's a pleasure to be here. And Mrs. Saluzzi, I'm so happy to be able to square off with you because I read your paper and you know, I could not disagree more. First of all, there's nothing new about high-frequency trading. You do high-frequency trading. You have prop trading staff that is trading right now, but they're trading it manually based on their instinct. And all high-frequency trading does, we're just introducing computers into the marketplace. So think about it. It's like taking a slide rule, a slide rule that your grandfather may have had, and replacing it with a computer just to do faster multiplication.
Paying for access, though? What about those firms that pay for access to get order information before other people?
Yeah, well, first of all, this is not what high-frequency trading is about. Everybody knows that front-running is illegal, and it's especially in equities, and it's strictly monitored, and we're not talking about front-running, and high-frequency trading are completely separate issues. They have nothing to do with each other. All we're talking about in high-frequency trading is we're actually looking at fast turnover of capital.
Okay.
So instead of holding for five minutes, we're talking, sorry, first of all,
I'm happy to see a human here on the other side. I was expecting to debate a supercomputer like a HAL 9000 maybe. So it's great to see. But I applaud the high-frequency traders, to tell you the truth, because
Thank
they
you.
Are capitalists taking advantage of a system. But the problem is the equity market structure is corrupt. It's wrong right now. It needs to be fixed. And the problem is starting at the exchange level. They pay for rebates for these guys. No. It's a payment for order flow scam. It's a co-location scam. And they got these sub-second orders, which are called flash orders, bulk orders, or you know what they are, and that's what keeps you in business. If you didn't have them, you would be gone, and 70% of your volume would be out the door, and then what would happen to the equity markets?
Not at all. High-frequency trading actually provides service. It's not taking advantage of the system. It's actually a service of price discovery. High-frequency traders are able to locate through complicated computer systems, and kids, listen to this, study math. It's very important in the new economy. But through complicated mathematical programs or algorithms, they're able to arrive at the fair price faster.
Irene, I just want to get one fact down here, because it either exists or it doesn't. Are some people able to see the data of other people's orders ahead of time and able to trade in front of it using supercomputers?
It's illegal.
Yes or no?
The answer is yes.
It's
the
illegal?
Answer is yes. You
it's
hold on.
Illegal.
It absolutely is yes.
It's
it is not illegal.
Illegal.
The exchanges
of
are supplying you with the data. They're giving you the flash order. And if your fixed connection goes into their lines first, you are disadvantaging the retail and the institutional investor.
Are you disputing that?
I absolutely
if you pay a certain amount of money, you get the information before other people?
Well, it's illegal. And everybody knows
it's
illegal.
It's illegal or is it happening? I mean, both can be true at the same time.
It is illegal. So if it's happening, then these people are breaking
the
law.
Look at the annual reports of the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ, and they'll show you the co-location fees are tremendous. They're making a fortune off of this.
Let me explain to you.
He's talking about a co-location fee. Does that exist or not, a co-location fee?
Co-location fake. Colocation is a very simple service. You put your computer next to the exchange. You rent an office, for crying out loud. Anybody can do this.
The retail investor can't put a computer next to the exchange. Investor's order, he could put a quote on the offer. I could be a retail investor. I want to sell 1,000 shares on the offering. If a supercomputer comes in, they can get that in front of me. They can sell the stock in front of me, and I was the guy responsible for the displayed quote. How is that fair to the retail or institutional
investor? Answer Irene's other point, though, which is, does this just get us to price discovery faster than we would have otherwise gotten there?
No, it doesn't. Away from price discovery. In the end, six months from now, you'll get to price discovery. But currently, the supercomputers seem to be on the buy side. I hate to say it. Mm-hmm. And look at stocks like Capital One today, and you'll see the rebate traders in their heyday. They sit there, they gap it up in the morning.
What is a rebate trade?
Exchanges pay high-frequency traders, as well as brokers, a fee to post liquidity onto an exchange up to 30 mils or a third of a penny almost, depending on the size of your, if you have to 100 million shares a day, which is what these guys are doing, a third of a penny just to buy the stock, and then they turn around and sell it at the same price, so they've collected almost two-thirds of a penny, or sometimes a half a penny, depending on their size, for doing nothing. So 70% of the
liquidity.
They're not providing, they provide volume. Volume and liquidity.
What's the difference?
Because liquidity can go away tomorrow. If they decide to shut the computer, we're down 70% on volume.
Sorry.
The volume is what they're doing. They're just like when the Nasdaq market makers didn't pick up the phone in 1987, these guys can shut the computer off on a bad day.
Your definition of high-frequency trading is completely off. There are so many strategies, and most of them do not involve rebate trading.
Most of them involve game theoretic issues,
and it has nothing to do with rebate trading.
You're making it sound like sophisticated, man.
Read my book.
Yeah, I know, that's why I don't have a book.
Why shouldn't there be a speed limit on this highway where everybody has to go at the same speed? If somebody can trade, I forget all this other complicated stuff like co-location and rebate trading, but why, if somebody can make a trade at 0.03 of a millisecond or of a second, and I have to wait for a rebound, that's unfair to me, isn't it?
Sure. No, it's not unfair to you. And I'll tell you exact example. For example, now you have large stocks, IBM, that trade both in London Stock Exchange and New York Stock Exchange. And suppose, due to Mr. Saluzzi, who is trading here like a turtle, that these things, the prices are misaligned.
Yeah, I'm really
should be
I help my institutional clients provide liquidity.
Let me finish. Basically, what one of the high-frequency trading strategies is actually arbitraging the difference between exchanges, London Stock Exchange and New York Stock Exchange. And this is a service. And for the service, high frequency trading needs to be compensated.
But if news breaks, Joe, if news breaks and Microsoft is out with earnings and somebody can get in and make that trade faster than I can, they get a different
price. That's correct. And the New York Times article this morning pointed out a perfect example with Broadcom, how it gapped up 20 cents and the retail guys are getting nothing. Look, these 70% of the volume are controlling too much. The SEC and the regulators need to look at the equity markets, and these guys are not doing anything wrong. Again, the high-frequency trader, there's nothing illegal, Irene, about what you're doing, but you know it is not ethical. It's not in the spirit of Reg NMS. It's not spirit of the rules.
How dare you accuse us of being unethical?
Unethical.
You're unethical.
Read the rules. Read Reg NMS. It's displayed liquidity. That's what you're not doing.
No, but we're cutting margins of brokerages because you cannot compete because you don't have the proper skill.
Yeah, we have found a new power grid.
Hope your computer doesn't blow up tomorrow, okay? Make sure the fuses are okay.
Bill and Irene.
What did Paulson say last year at every opportunity he could, we need to restore confidence into the financial markets. That kind of blows that one out of the water. Let's go to the phones. We got Elena Huskins from wakeupordie.com.
Hello.
Hi, Elena.
Hi. Oh, I am so glad that you are discussing this. Truly wonderful to hear this. I was reading that article today and, you know, steam coming out of my ears. And I think to myself, what is wrong with people? Do they not understand what a total fraud and setup the stock market is?
Yes.
And meanwhile, the little investor gets slammed. You know, I know from experience, you want to know how to turn $4,000 into $1,000?
Oh, yeah, I'm good at that.
You know, it's like, holy smokes, and you're supposed to do this with your retirement? Say what? And then we've got the 800-pound gorillas like California, where I am, with the California CPERS or the whatever it is, the State of California Retirement Fund, which is huge, just giant. It can move the market. And so what is this person talking about defending this high-frequency trading? Did you understand why that was important to her?
Well, sure, because she found an advantage through obviously algorithm trading and high-speed computers to take advantage over antiquated guys like me sitting in front of my PC deciding whether to buy or sell a certain miner.
Yes, and by the way, for those who listen to other programs, I've mentioned Matt Taibbi's wonderful article, The Great American Bubble Machine, I think it's called.
Well, he's just being anti-Semitic.
Oh, he is? I know, he's been getting inside The Great American Bubble Machine, which is available now on rollingstone.com, and he does a wonderful job, if you've read that, of breaking it down so that you can see how the big investors just whomp on the little investors. And I'm just amazed that people still go for this. Why do we need a stock market?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, look, Max Keiser, my new hero, he's an American out of Europe, has caused a severe ruckus, more so than Matt Taibbi, just simply because he said it like it is. Goldman Sachs are crooks.
Yes, and there's a method. There is a method, and everyone keeps getting whacked by the same method over and over and over again. And you turn on the radio, let's see, when was the last major stock market fall down or decline? Was that 6 years ago, 5 years ago? A huge decline. And if you listen to the financial advisors, they said, this is the time to put your money in the market when it's down because it's going to go back up again. You know,
sure.
It's like, cripes, take all the suckers and make sure that they are stretched to the limit, putting their money in, and in comes the big institutional investors just whamming people, just whamming them.
Well, that was that whole theory that they had about buy and hold.
Yes, buy and hold, but it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. I found out at a cost that buy and hold is a myth.
And
I mean, I've been playing the market now, 18 months?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about stock market.
Yes.
And it always amazes me to see, for instance, you will have the miners move up dramatically at the opening bell in the morning. They will go up anywhere from 5 to 7%. Whenever the miners come out of the gate and move substantially higher, you can almost take it to the bank that those gains will not last during the day. By the close of business that day, they will be in negative as to where they started off in the morning, and there's no explanation for that.
Your window of opportunity is like from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. or something like
that?
Yeah,
you've got a very short window to take advantage of the run-up in the morning. Because if you sit and you hold it for the rest of the day, you will lose it all.
But don't you lose most of your money in the transaction fee or enough money if you're working on that micro situation?
Well, not if you've got a... You know, if you've got an online brokerage account, obviously you're not operating through a broker. You're trading for yourself.
And it responds that fast for you?
No, it responds very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have executed sell orders. For instance, if a stock is at $10 and I execute a sell order, 99% of the time, when the order is executed, it's executed at, say, $9.90.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, we are day traders, in other words, guys like me, I had a serious disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
But now, obviously, we know why.
Mm-hmm. Exactly so.
You know, as they said in that piece, these high-frequency traders are not there to make 10 cents or 20 cents on a trade. They're quite happy making half a penny.
Yes. Exactly. So.
And if you're doing, you know, a million trades in a nanosecond, pretty soon you're talking about some serious cash.
And I think what really outrages me is the impression they give that a small investor has a chance.
Well, sure.
It's just, you know, duping all of these people all the congressmen who, you know, make tax deductions. Go ahead, put your money in an IRA and we'll let you have it tax-free for, you know, a number of years until you take it out. But meanwhile, the stock market goes up or down or up or down. The institutionals, the big institutionals make money beyond belief. And the poor person with a retirement fund is now facing being taxed on, you know, that little bit that's left. It's cruel.
Well, it's welcome to the real world.
Yes.
Life is cruel.
I'm sorry, what?
I said life is cruel.
But this is, you know, this is unnecessary cruelty. I guess that's what I get so yes. incensed about. It's the stock market is like going to a casino. And for some...
You have better odds at a casino.
Well, I guess, you know, perhaps, but the government, the people who call themselves the government, are bailing out the casinos on Wall Street.
Sure. I mean, where's the Securities and Exchange Commission on this one?
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you very much for discussing this, Robbie.
All right, my dear.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. I'm just trying to figure out why I'm not making more money than I should. Now I know why. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
that my world would be right.
Welcome back to The Flip Side for this Friday. You know, this just obviously confirms my long-held belief of why you want to own physical gold and silver. Because when these guys ultimately, and they will at some point in time, lose control of the system, who knows where the price of physical gold and silver could go? Pick a number. High-frequency traders generated $21 billion in profits that we know of last year. This according to Tab Group, a research firm. You want to encourage innovation? You want to reward companies that have invested in technology and ideas that make markets more efficient? Said Andrew Brooks, head of the United States equity trading at T. Rowe Price, a mutual fund investment company that often competes with and uses high-frequency techniques. But we're moving towards a two-tiered marketplace of high-frequency arbitrage guys and everyone else. People want to know that they have a legitimate shot at getting a fair deal. Otherwise, the markets lose their integrity. I submit to you, the markets have lost their integrity a long time ago. Any attempt, as Mr. Paulson says, of reinstituting confidence in the financial system, you've got to be able to allow the small guy to have a shot and not be obviously hoodwinked by this high-frequency trading systems. It helps explain a lot of things. I mean, I remember, well, we now know, obviously, what happened on September the 18th last year when Ben Bernanke and Paulson went to the Finance Committee and told them in no uncertain terms that within 3 hours the financial world was going to implode, because I couldn't figure out why gold moved $100 in a single day. Biggest single move in the price of gold in recent memory. Well, it's pretty obvious now why that price of gold moved $100 on that day. Because these high-frequency traders obviously were able to see the orders that were coming through. Obviously, someone leaked information about that, and they saw the orders. Who knows how much money they made on that? Who knows? A $100 move in the price of gold? So, unfortunately, as you start peeling back the layers of the onion, you see more corruption, and obviously you see a government, a so-called government agency that's supposed to oversee the financial markets and have a level playing field, which there never is one, they were fast asleep at the switch. Everybody at the Securities and Exchange Commission and the CFTC should be thrown into jail. And I'm being kind there. A few years ago, when I was much younger, I would have said, take them out and shoot a lot of them. But I'm older and kinder now. I just like to see them go to jail, where they belong, with Bernie Madoff. Well, I trust you're going to have a great weekend. I will. Why? I think I'm allowed to eat this weekend. Real food. Not sure, but I think so. So we'll see you Monday. Till then, see you bye. With recent